Good evening, everyone. It's the 28th. This is the devotional for the morning of the 28th. It's the 27th in the evening. Preparing it ahead of time. There's been, I'm sure, a lot of people think, well, Larry, why are you reverting back now to what you taught back in 2006 and 7? And I'll go all the way back up to 22, right? Why are you doing this, Larry? And my answer is nothing's changed in my beliefs from 2006. All right. When I first started putting messages on sermon audio, nothing's changed. In fact, the world has become more debauched since then. And you say, well, I just want to hear about election and predestination and TULIP. Well, then maybe you need to go somewhere else, because I'm going to talk about doctrine. I'm going to talk about the atonement. I'm going to talk about TULIP, but I'm also going to talk about and warn people over the this one world church that we're involved in right now. I'm not involved in it. I've come out from it and I'm separate from it, but I mean, if you listen to my message on the National Day of Prayer, you'll get your boat loaded as to what I think about the ecumenical movement in the United States. They call the Catholic Church, they call them Christians. They call now New Agers Christians. They call, Franklin Graham is involved with the Scientology lady. Okay, you know, and so there's absolutely no boundaries at all, and it's exactly what Scripture says. It says there'll come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine. So when I'm pointing out these false prophets, like I did today, you can get all bent out of shape about it if you want to. Or you can just listen to it and say, you know what? He's right. He's right. You know? I had a guy today remind me, now, Larry, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. And I said, nobody's perfect. Not on this side of eternity, including you or me. Okay? But anyway, I'm going to be putting some other of the old messages that I used to do from 2006. They're going to be put up. One is a message on the ecumenical movement. Another one is pointing out John Hagee and his countdown to Jerusalem. You know, and all the other books out there that are full of lies, like Joel Osteen's Your Best Life Now, and Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Lies. You know, you say, why do you have to talk about them? Why do you have to name these people's names? Because they're false prophets. That's why. You know, Pope Francis is a false prophet. And anyone who is promoting the Arminian doctrine is a false prophet. And if you're staying in your Arminian church because your parents go there, or because your wife goes there, or your fiance goes there, or your cousin goes there, you know. I had a guy send me a thing today trying to uphold preterism. You know, he said, you know, because I put a message on about the 24th chapter of Matthew, and I entitled it, What Did Christ Say Would Happen Right Before He Comes Back? And he said, I disagree with you. I think it only has to do with 70 AD. Well, no, it doesn't have only to do with 70 AD. Christ said, what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? It's not the end of the world yet, sir. You know who you are. And then he sends me an email. Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree. No, I don't have to agree. I don't have to agree to anything. Okay? I do not agree with false teaching. Preterism is false teaching. It was concocted by the Jesuits. Just like futurism. Okay? Just like the rapture theory. So, anyway, I didn't mean to get off on a rant, but, you know, when people say, well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree. Do I have to agree to disagree with homosexuality? No, I don't have to agree. I disagree with it, and I'm not going to agree with to agree to disagree. I'm just flat out saying, no, I don't agree with any of it, and I don't agree with anything to do with preterism. I have to agree to disagree with anybody. Okay? It's false doctrine. Say, well, Larry, you're cantankerous. Well, that's what they said about my dad. Just because he tried to stand up to the Arminian heresy. That's what he tried to do. They call him cantankerous. Well, you can call me anything you want to. Just be sure and call me in for supper, okay? All right, well, listen, that's about all I have tonight. I want to read a little bit of something to you for you to think about as you go into this day today or whenever you hear this. Paul in Colossians says, by him are all things created that are in heaven and are in earth, whether they be principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. But for God's elect, we know that he is the head of the body, the church, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. He has reconciled his elect and himself. And we now have been given the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that Jesus Christ paid the price for all of his people's sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. So never forget that. If you're one of God's elect, all of your sins have been paid for. You don't have anything to worry about. Okay? It's a done deal. God bless.